This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, truly, get involved in the conversation. There's a group of people up there on the chat room at the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, all the things that you were taught to hate, that you were taught to be afraid of, and now you can find out and you know and you learn, you don't have to be. You really just don't have to be. You know what I'm saying? These are labels the left gave us. You know, the group that doesn't like to give labels, that one. They don't like to use labels. They don't like to use. They'll tell you labels don't do any good. They're bad for you. But they have no problem giving us labels. You don't really think that the right people on the right actually gave me the label of right wing Bible thumper. You don't really believe that, right? Please tell me you don't. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get to it. What I thought was really, really kind of cool earlier today, as stories were coming out about Susan Rice, and you know, we had the story about the London bombing, and now what's going on in St. Louis, and I love the St. Louis thing. I'm listening. You know, it's nothing new, right? I mean, I'm sorry that somebody lost their life. Don't get me wrong, but it's nothing new. They're running around with masks on their face because you know they're such cowards. That's really what it boils down to. They're not willing to fight for anything. They're just cowards. You know, they're putting their middle finger up in front of the camera like, oh, I'm tough. Look at me. I can tell you to go screw yourself while I have my mask on, while I have my hat on, while I'm cowering behind, the hoodie and all that other stuff. Cowards. Yeah, some of you who are watching, you look at me. I have a TV off my left shoulder. And I'm listening to the reporter, and he was asking one of the young people, or one of the protesters, if you would, do you not understand that this all came about after a high-speed chase? Didn't the person running, the fellow that was killed, he was running from the police. He was dragging them through the streets in a high-speed chase. And what is the person being interviewed say? Well, wasn't the cops going fast, too? Wasn't the cops speeding? Yeah, that's kind of the idea. See, to catch you if you're speeding, I think the laws of physics would say they have to go as fast, if not faster, than you to catch up. Or would you suggest they do the speed limit? It's okay for the person, the criminal, it's okay for the criminal to break the law, but the cops can't. And the speed limit's put there, yo-ho, under normal circumstances for a safe situation, you know, in a safe driving situation. And now they're burning the American flag like that's going to help, right? I mean, think about what they're taught. It's all about violence. It's all about me. Whatever we do, whatever I do, that's fine. That's good. That's okay. This is just crazy. I mean, this stuff starts to fall in line with how easily they are swayed. This stuff starts to fall in line. You know, when we did that story about the millennials tonight, and I've been saying this, they are easily swayed. That they're so sucked in to their social media outlets, to news sources that, that fall in line with only what they think. And they take those news sources, those news bites, as gospel truth in 140 characters or less. I've been screaming that for years. Anyhow, Susan Rice, back to her. You know, she is probably one of the most dishonest women, or excuse me, because some of you will take offense, I use the word woman. She's probably one of the most dishonest people in the Trump administration. She admits now that she went looking for and targeted and went after Trump people to unmask them.
You said she's in the Trump administration.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, Obama administration. Okay. Yeah, hey, look, I'm stepping in and out of two different worlds here. I'm looking at this. I can't believe this stuff. I can't believe that people aren't, well, I guess I can't believe that the locals aren't going crazy with this. And then what does she do? when she gets in the middle of this, when she's caught with all of this, she says it's, you know, with this really has nothing to do with what she did. This has nothing to do with the reality behind what she did. It has everything to do with race relations. It has everything to do maybe with her race. I mean, do you see how crazy this gets after a while? So you no longer can't question anything anybody does for any reason, especially if they're a person of color. If they're a Democrat, you're wrong. If they're a person of color, you're wrong. If they're a woman, you're wrong. It just doesn't stop. I'm looking at the story, thinking to myself, this is constant. This is the same consistent story we get on a daily basis. Whenever something goes wrong in Washington, we just keep plugging in different names, right? You know, Rice told Judy Woodruff of PBS that she knew nothing about the unmasking of Trump associates. And now she's saying she went after those Trump associates. She specifically went looking for those Trump associates. Why isn't she brought up on charges? Now, don't get me wrong. I still appreciate and like President Trump. But when I look at this stuff, I would put a special investigative unit together to have them go after these issues, strictly after these issues, and I wouldn't put heavy, high-end Democrat donors on that committee. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply. Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those NuGenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does NuGenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use NuGenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning NuGenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of NuGenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. I'm the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera.
Welcome back. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me here on the air. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, a lot more. A lot going on the, well, in the chat room that's off the website, in the Facebook feed. There's all kinds of stuff going on that you could partake of, that you could become part of, that you can actually discuss and talk and be part of. You know? Seriously. You got to get involved in these conversations, or, you know, I don't even know what to say. If you're not involved in these, if you're not getting some input from somebody else and or from other people, at least you got to have a feeling for what, how other people come at things. You can't just be sticking your fingers in somebody's face and always screaming at them. We're always telling them how wrong they are. They might always be wrong. I don't know if you guys saw this. My home city. It's just amazing. And I'm surprised they didn't get beat up, frankly. There was a big sign unfurled at the Red Sox game yesterday. Or the other day. Come on, when is this? Yeah, the other day. And it was a big black sign with white letters that says, "Racism is as American as baseball." This is so out of control. And what is it? Only happened in the last 7 months? See, this is why they can't get any traction. They can't get any traction because they're just a bunch of hypocrites and liars. That racism, even in the black community, among people that we've had on this show and others, Mr. Barack Obama did absolutely nothing to quell race relations, to make them better. He actually made them worse. But some of you who are in love with him, who worship him as a god, will never go down that road. And even some hardcore African Americans on CNN and MSNBC have said he did nothing. He did nothing to help race relations. He did nothing to make it better for African American teens. Nothing. Now, protesters caused a stir at Boston Fenway Park Wednesday night when they unfurled a banner proclaiming racism is American as baseball over the famed Green Monster. Two women and one man were seen holding up the black banner in the middle of the fourth inning. Now they play, of course, Red Sox were playing against the Oakland Athletics. Now, the Globe reported that the crowd booed the banner until it and the protesters were removed by security. See, okay. Man, you got to be careful in Boston. Whether they're on your side or not, you got to be careful. In a statement, the Red Sox said that the four people were ejected from the park and the banner was in violation of club's policy prohibiting signs of any kind to be hung or affixed to the ballpark. Now, Boston fans were embroiled in a racially charged episode in May when the Baltimore Orioles outfielder Adam Jones said that he was taunted with racial slurs by fans sitting in Fenway bleachers. 2 days later, the Red Sox announced that they had banned a fan from the park for life after he directed racial slurs at another fan the night after Jones. After deadly violence at the White House Nationals rally in Virginia last month, Red Sox owner John Henry, said he planned to ask the city of Boston to change the name of Yawkey Way, which runs in front of Fenway Park. Street name for Tom Yawkey, who owned the Red Sox from 1933 until his death in 1976. Under Yawkey's ownership, the Red Sox infamously became the last team in the American League to integrate when they signed Pumpsy Green in 1959. So yeah, let's go ahead, even though after that, even from 59, the same guy who owned it, up to the 70s, changed. Right? Isn't it funny how forgiving the hypocrites on the left are? In certain areas. Why don't you think about this? Barack Obama was said that marriage was between a man and a woman. Then at some point he evolved. At some point he evolved on the same-sex marriage thing. And they forgive. Matter of fact, they didn't even say anything about it. There was no negativity aimed at him for believing that marriage was between a man and a woman. But there's always animosity against somebody on the right who believed that. And then Mrs. Clinton, who said time after time, interview after interview, that marriage is between a man and a woman. Then all of a sudden, some switch, she got hit in the head with a baseball bat, something happened. And she decided that marriage was okay, same-sex marriage was okay. She just decided almost overnight. Now, she'll say no, and then she denies the interviews, even though you have the interviews. And the interviews are with her people, Chris Matthews, and others along that line. She just forgot about the old stuff. And you guys forgive her. You guys on the left, forgive her. It's okay. Matter of fact, even while she believed it, you were fine with her. But not with somebody on the right. See, that's why I say nobody takes you seriously. You're hypocrites. Nobody takes you seriously because you don't have the same stance from group to group to group. You know, when you think about it, really, who's the one that shows favoritism? Who's the one that's all about one group? You are. The left is. So as long as you're lined up with them, as long as you're a registered Dem, as long as you're towing the party line, you are golden. They love you. And let's say you were a Republican and you were doing everything that they do. They would hate you. Why? Because you're a Republican. The rules aren't the same. They don't want equality. The mantra is they want control, remember? So we have to ruin this. We have to take this away. We have to change the name. This guy provided jobs for hundreds of players, thousands of players at this point. Thousands of people. Fenway Park would never have existed if it wasn't for him. But you're okay with that. Again, it is such stereotypical left action. We don't care who you hurt, how you hurt, what you pulled out. There is no forgiveness for people on the right. None. Absolutely none. Special place in hell for them. Period. End of discussion. I'm just saying. I'm irritated because the more and more I see what's going down, I'm watching what's happening in St. Louis. And you have to sit there. You have to sit there and think and think to yourself, when do the adults, when are the adults going to step up and take control of these situations? When is that going to happen? I mean, help me. I'd be curious to know. And then as far as California goes, my God, we are almost done here. I mean, seriously, just almost done here when you think about it. The laws and the rules they're trying to pass. They recently tried to put a, they tried to pass a law that said that kids couldn't start school before 8:30. Now, they don't think any of this through, right? Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I want to talk about this. The California legislature, they always know better than everybody, including the people that are in the work, involved in the project, involved in whatever topic it is that they're trying to pass a law on, but they don't reach out to them. I'm Joe Mancini, host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do. And I thank you for being with us tonight. And thank you. Well, most of you are with us every night. And I appreciate that just as much, really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm kind of tickled by this. I really am. And I think it's great. Remember, I talked earlier about I touched on it with Xander. The President Trump delivered a surprise personal thank you to an 11-year-old, Frank, I think that's Glacio. No, Giacio.
You think you'd know that better there.
Well, it didn't look like an L and not an I. If I make these letters any bigger, they're going to have to go off to another screen. And who got the wish, he got the wish, who wishes to mow the lawn? Any lawn. But he wanted to mow the White House lawn. So the boy from Virginia wrote a personal letter to the president earlier this year asking if he could mow the lawn, and Trump made his way out today to check Frank's work. That's pretty cool. Think about that. I wonder if he ever expected to actually meet the president. Right? I wouldn't have. Great job, Frank. Guess who that was? As he walked out, the president said as he approached the young groundskeeper, but the 11-year-old, whose full name is Frank Xavier Giacchio, and is called FX by his family. That poor kid. FX by his family, was concentrating so much on his job that his father needed to tell him to take a break and greet the president. Now that's focus. Where do we get that kid? We have to hire him. So anyway, Frank then told the president that he hopes to be a Navy SEAL when he grows up. A Navy SEAL? Well, he'll make it. There's no doubt about it, said President Trump. President Trump also went on to say that the future of the country is right there, pointing to the young boy. And those are the soft moments that they won't give him. They won't give the president. The president then introduced the 11-year-old to the press. He said, "This is Frank. He's going to be very famous someday. He's going to be a Navy SEAL. He's going to do great things for our country. Trump ended the meeting by inviting Frank and his father into the Oval Office to take pictures. And by the looks, Sarah Sanders may now have some competition at the press corps or in the press corps. Now, that's nice and that's lighthearted and that's kind of cool. You know, I mean, again, God forbid we allow the president to have a lighthearted moment, right? They can't let him seem human at all. What happened later, as things went on. Now, I love it, because there's another site. What is that site? Youngcons.com. They have a lot more pictures up of Frank mowing the lawn and what have you. But they put the extra pictures up for a reason, because this thing hit Twitter. All right? And when it hit Twitter, some of you jackwagons, because I know some of you listen, some of you jackwagons on the left, it's just disgusting, right? And while some people were kind of having some fun with little Frank, if you would, you know, showing pictures of him mowing the lawn, showing him greeting the president, and making positive comment, some of you yo-hos just couldn't help yourselves. Really, like little puppy dogs when you first take them home, they're like just peeing all over themselves and bouncing all over the place, like a fresh piece of meat. Now, David Hookstead on the positive side said, hey, President Trump greets Frank, who is the young man that wrote the White House, and asked if he could mow the lawn. Isn't that an awesome moment? It is an awesome moment for that young man. It is a big deal for him. But JM, and not Joe Messina, tweets out, hey, child labor on federal property? Nice. I think there's laws about that. Nothing. These guys don't, nothing. They can soften up for no one but their own. Paul writes, let's see, I didn't know that the White House advocates unpaid child labor. Got to be a hardcore union guy. Don't you think? Shouldn't Frank be at school and not dog whistling about the white people being able to do gardening jobs? This is the left. These are the people that they want us to take them seriously. These are the people that want us to listen to them and think that they have a grasp on reality. Right? Let me see. Another person writes, does Ivanka know about this? She has a position for him in a sweatshop, I'm sure. These are the kind, the loving, the accepting people. The people that want to help. These are the same people to get on my case for my sarcasm. This is why I say to you, they're nothing but a bunch of hypocrites and liars. I don't listen to them. They mean absolutely nothing to me anymore. Absolutely nothing. One writer writes of this little boy, is that Pickle, the kid whose writing skills are a few levels below his age level? He needs to aspire more than simply cutting the lawn. You see how these people are? Really? And Charlie Bramisco, or Bramisco, whatever he prefers, he says there's no way that Trump isn't screaming schnell at this poor, confused little labor child. Isn't that sweet of them? Like I said, it's so stereotypical for them. What they say that they want and what their actions show are definitely two different things. One definitely has absolutely nothing to do with the other. Frank did a great job. And it doesn't matter even if he did a bad job. He did a great job. The fact that he was willing to get out there. Did you see the size of that lawn? I think the lawn that he was at is about the third of the size of a football field. I don't think he did the whole thing, obviously. Oh, he may have. You know, he asked to do the job, and it seemed like he did the whole job. You see what I'm saying? Mr. Trump wasn't looking for voters, right? He wasn't looking for illegals. He wasn't looking to help. This was a young man, a non-voter. Don't even know what his parents did or didn't do. He made a request, a true dreamer who made a request, right? He dreamed about mowing the White House lawn. And the haters had to come out from their little rocks, from under their rocks, from other little holes in the wall. The haters had to come out in numbers and show their true colors. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. They always show their true colors. There's nothing new here. There's absolutely nothing new here, right? I mean, think about something. Here's a kid who wants to go out, who wants to do a job, who wants to do something different, who wants to make his own money, who's not afraid of work. Here's a kid that if you live in the neighborhood that he lives in, you probably know him. You need to call him and hire him to mow your lawn. You need to call and allow him, you know, if nothing else, maybe you don't have a lawn. Pat him on the back and tell him what a great job. What guts it took to write the president and ask him to do this for him. And for you yo-hos that wrote the negative stuff, God, I hope you don't have children. I hope you don't have, not only do you not have children, I hope you don't intend on having children. Because if those comments are real, if that's truly how you feel, you are definitely confused. And if your kid's dreams are, my God, to be a gardener so bad, right? Because they make such lousy money. I mean, if you think about the end result of a garden, if you think about the end result when somebody's taking care of your lawn and your bushes and what have you, and what it looks like when it's finished, what is wrong with you? That is, I don't know, that's a great thing to do. You know, it would be for me anyhow. And I wouldn't have a problem if my kids loved it, want to do it, and want to carry that on. You know, you're putting this kid down. Would you put your own kids down? Would you put their dreams and desires down? I mean, short of wanting to be pole dancers, I don't think there's anything I would have probably put down for my girls. Yeah, and if I've insulted some pole dancers, I'm sorry, but it's the way I feel. Okay, they had the ability to go to school. They had the ability to make life better for themselves, to be creative. And it's not wrong to push your kids to their potential. It's not wrong to go, whoa, 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 whoa. You don't need to do that. You don't need to go to school for that. Because you think you're no good at math, you think you're no good at science, you think you're no good at whatever. We need to get you good at it. We need to help you move on because you're a lot smarter than that. You're a lot better than that. You know, I talked about that the other night. I got a couple of emails. You people are just sickening about dads being the one to push their kids. Dads are the ones that make their kids make that leap, take that jump. That's what we're supposed to do. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008. Putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Please answer the question.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style.
I have to get the video for this, huh? I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. All heck is breaking out in St. Louis. Now, look, I have, as we have said a million times, okay, I have no problem with these people protesting. Not an issue. Rioting, I have a problem. Load them up. Get them in the buses. Get them in jail. You know what? I was thinking about that. Somebody, I was reading an article about when they put them in the buses to take them away, they crap and they pee on the floor and they rip the inside of the bus apart. You know what I would do? You already know what I would do, right? I would weld the door closed. I would weld all the doors closed, I would put bars on the window, and I would cut the hose for the air conditioning. That's what I would do, okay? Let them stew in their own stuff for a dozen hours, or maybe 18 hours or 16 hours, whatever. You know, whatever gets them right up to the point where it becomes cruel and unusual punishment. Remember, they're the ones that did it, right? They're the ones that ruined their cells and do it all. Leave them in there. Let them sit in their own stench for a while. What do you think? Anybody with me on that? Well, it doesn't matter. I'm still for it. Now, as many of you know this to be truth. When Eric Bolling's son died, right? All the loons on the left. I won't say that. I'll take that back. There were some professionals at MSNBC and some of the other ones who said that their heart went out to Eric. And that, you know, that was just a terrible thing. They lost their only son. And why the left has to go down, I don't know, is it mental? Is it in their DNA? Why do they have to do that? Seriously. Rosie O'Donnell's ex-wife, Michelle Rounds, is dead. Right? She committed suicide. Now, I can have a field day with all of that. But here's the reality behind it. A human being died. And they didn't just die crossing the street not paying attention. They didn't die doing something stupid, if you would. Things got so bad in their life that they felt the only way out was suicide. That's terrible. That's just terrible. When somebody gets to that point in their life where they feel like that's it, it's over. You know, but the thing about suicide is there's no chance to fix it at that point. And how do you know it's over? Right? You don't know what, I mean, some of you don't know what's on the other side, but I won't get all religious on you. I'm going to stay to this side. Look at the people that you leave behind, and I'm sure you've all heard this before. But once you commit suicide, once you get ready to pull that trigger or do whatever it is you're going to do, there is no way to fix it. None. You know, the comedian. I can't think of his name. God, I'm having a lot of senior moments lately. But anyway, Robin Williams, one of my favorites. You know, Robin, again, as I said, one of my favorites. Robin has, he suffered from severe depression. And think about what he did for people. Think about how happy he made people. How many people he pulled out of their funk. Right? And these people suffer with this stuff. So I don't know Michelle Rounds. I don't know if she was a good person or a bad person. I don't care. That's not part of this. A human being who was in a very, very, very bad way died. And that's just, like I said, our prayers go out to the family. And then another wonderful, lovely person, Kathy Griffin's sister died after her battle with cancer. I think we saw a picture recently where she and a few others shaved their head to kind of be in solidarity with her sister. Can't stand Kathy. Don't like her. Think she's a nasty, hateful person. But again, her sister died of cancer. Our hearts are... you guys do what you want. I can't control you guys in the chat room. I can't control you guys listening to the show. But don't lower yourself to that level. Don't do it. A human being died. You don't know the suffering that they went through. You don't know what the family's going through. You don't know how the people around them are feeling. That's all I'm saying. Don't lower yourself to that level. Don't be one of them. Please. I'm asking you. Where I grew up, you could say, I'm axing you. Anyhow. All right, let's see if we can come up with some other... Oh, Joe. Joe's good. Joe's always good. Joe Biden. You got to love Joe Biden. He's kind of like that itch that keeps on itching. You know what I'm saying? That's as far as I'll go. So Biden compares supporters of due process to Nazis. Right? I can't believe this. So he says that they're like the Nazis that marched in Charlottesville. Now, probably going to get in trouble here, but as he said, I'm probably going to get in trouble for doing this, but Education Secretary Betsy DeVos recently announced that her department will revive Title IX enforcement practices, and it led one angry former vice president to compare her to white nationalists and neo-Nazis. Now, if people would just pay attention to what she's trying to do, here's the thing. I want due process. The Constitution gives me a right to due process. The colleges, allowing the colleges to decide who's guilty of rape and who's not and what constitutes rape and what doesn't and all that, that's not due process. There's a bunch of nut jobs running those colleges right now. You heard me. There's a bunch of nut jobs in the administrations there. You're going to leave it up to the students to decide? Are you serious? And Biden should know better. He's smarter than that. I know you don't want to give him credit for it, but he's smarter than that. He knows that we don't have another... another court system in this country. We don't have a college court system. And just because you're on a college campus doesn't mean that the Constitution doesn't apply to you. Now, the architect of the Obama administration's Title IX policy, Joe Biden, told rape culture activists on a conference call last week that supporters of DeVos' planned review of Obama's sexual misconduct guidance were cultural Neanderthals. He went so far as to compare them to the participants in the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville last month, which left one counter-protester dead. The former vice president, a 36-year U.S. senator, like that means anything, he acknowledged the severity of his analogy, stating that it was going to get me in trouble. Guys, we have the power on our side. We have the people on our side, he said. That's not true. That's not true. Most Americans now, when seeing and fighting, look at, I talked to a college trustee. Think about this. A person who's actually supposed to be running the college, who's involved in the college, who's supposed to be watching over your children. I know this person, and they're a wonderful person. I think they're great people. And no clue is what's going on college campuses across the country. Not an inkling. That is dangerous. It's not kind of sort of dangerous. It's dangerous, period. We cannot let this kind of thing happen. I'm going to make an analogy. It's going to get me in trouble, he said. We cannot let this kind of talk occur down at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville with those Nazis marching. We were silent. We give a rationale and excuse people who are the very people we've been fighting along. What people have you been fighting along, Joe? I mean, he talked about racists and bigots and all that. And isn't he the one who came out with comments like, you can hardly go into a 7-Eleven now without somebody having a Middle Eastern accent? I'm sorry, isn't that just a tad racist, don't you think? Now, I get where he was going with it. I'm not defending the man, but I don't think he meant anything wrong by it. The more and more those stores are being owned by foreigners, it seems like Middle Eastern people seem to like those stores. Like those kind of... What's wrong with that? I'm not joking. I'm serious. There were groups of people. When my family came over here, there were a lot of tailors in the family. A lot of hairdressers in the family. Is that something that's kind of embraced by the Italian culture? I don't know. But everybody I knew that came over did that kind of work. So if I had said, going through downtown Boston or in the north end of Boston, man, it seems you can't even go into a tailor shop without them speaking Italian in there, broken Italian. What would that mean? Would that make me terrible? What if I said, hey, most of the dry cleaners I go into, right? Most of the dry cleaners I go into, man, it seems like every time you turn around, there's an Asian fellow that owns the place. You know, they got these little women in there running around sewing things up. Am I being nasty? Am I being rude? Am I being... No, not at all. I don't dislike any of those groups. As long as you can do the job, I don't care if you're a black Asian person. I don't care if you're, I don't know. I don't care what you are. Can you get the job done? Can you get my pants pressed and back to me in 2 hours? We get all caught up in all this garbage. And that's what it is, garbage. It's all distractions to try to make you feel bad at some point in time, to try to be able to point a finger at you and tell you how bad, how wrong, how terrible you are. Right? But Biden, who is known for coming off, some of the sexual innuendo that comes out on him when he's with other women and doing things, nobody's ever said a word about that. They just kind of giggle and say, that's old Uncle Joe or Grandpa Joe. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, Jennifer Lawrence says that in her film, it really, really attacks Christians. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.